Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba calling from Opinion Research. We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yep, correct.
Okay, cool. In that case, may I know which state are you currently living in?
Rhode Island.
Thank you so much for that. Now, taking that into consideration, are you within the city of Providence or outside the city of Providence?
Within the city.
Thank you. What's the zip code where you live?
02906.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Thank you. And in what year were you born, ma'am?
54.
Thank you so much. In that case, I will also like to confirm right here, which of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
Woman.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much for that. Now, and what is the last grade you completed in school, ma'am?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much for that. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are parent or guardian?
None.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is teachers' unions. Which opinion do you have of them?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Mayor Brett Smiley?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Governor Dan McKee?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. The City of Providence School Board?
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about RISE? That is the Rhode Island Department of Education.
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about the City of Providence School Superintendent Javier Montañez?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one. If your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is private and parochial schools in Providence. What's your opinion about it?
What's the name of that, please?
Private and parochial schools in Providence.
Oh, private and parochial. Favorable, very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. What about traditional public schools in Providence?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about magnet schools in Providence?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. What about public charter schools in Providence?
Public, as you say, public charter schools?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about innovation schools in Providence?
somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much for that. Moving on, would you say public education in Providence is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Providence on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Providence? The governor, the teachers' union, the superintendent and the school district officials, the state legislature, the school board, or the mayor of Providence?
The teachers' union.
Thank you so much. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in Providence need to change not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And what specifically do you think needs to change about local public schools in Providence?
Better education, excellence in education.
Okay. Excellence in education, right? That's your response. Thank you. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence?
I favor it.
Is that somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Strongly favor. Thank you so much for that. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools for each. Please tell me if you think that it describes public schools very well, somewhat well, or it does not describe public charter schools, or does not describe them at all. The first one is, are the public charter schools are open to all?
Yes. What are the responses again?
Yeah, do you think that describes public charter school very well, somewhat well?
Somewhat
well. What about the fact that they are tuition free?
Somewhat well? I mean, I don't know what responses are.
Okay, remember that this is in the case of the phrase I tell you describes public charter schools, right? Do you think that the fact that they are tuition free describes public charter schools?
Very
well. Okay, cool. What about are they public schools?
They are public schools?
Yeah. Do you think that describes? Do you think that all of these are the same? Do you think that this describes public charter schools?
That they're public schools? Is that what the question is?
Yes.
I'm not clear what your question is.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So do you think this describes them very well or just somewhat well?
Yes. Very, very well.
What about the fact that public charter schools serve mostly as students of color?
It describes it somewhat well.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. We're almost done. What about the fact that they serve mostly low-income students?
Somewhat well.
Okay. What about the fact that they help improve the entire public school system?
They help what?
They help improve the entire public school system.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you. What about the fact that they are nonprofit?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It hasn't changed one way or the other.
Thank you. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Providence, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
More likely to vote.
Thank you. The following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one of the following statements represents how you feel about this community. Not well at all, not too well, or somewhat well, or very well. The first statement is, improvements to local schools will make me feel better about this community.
Very much so.
Okay, what about increasing the availability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community?
Very much.
Thank you. Now, moving on. The state took over the Providence School Public School District in 2019 and are responsible for managing the city's schools. Do you approve or disapprove of the state takeover of the Providence Public School District, including the state, assuming control of the school budget, programs, and personnel of the district's 41 schools?
No, I don't agree with it.
Okay, and would you say you somewhat disapprove it or you strongly disapprove it?
Strongly disapprove it.
Thank you. Which one of the following statements comes closer to your point of view about the city's public school next year? They should be returned to local control in Providence given the improvement in these schools over the last few years, or they should remain under state control until more improvements have been made?
They should go back to local.
Thank you. The City of Providence will be investing $500 million in a school building. Which one comes closer to your point of view about the priority of this money? These funds should be used to repair and fix existing school buildings, or these funds should be used to build new schools?
Oh, to invest in existing buildings.
Okay, thank you. If you learned that in the last few years, the numbers of students in Providence PE schools have dropped from 24,000 to 19,000, which comes closer to your point of view? Providence should keep the number of schools we have today and keep students closer to their homes, or Providence should have fewer schools than today but build newer schools with better facilities?
The second one, the one they should have fewer schools and better.
Okay, thank you. How much have you seen, read, or heard that the study next year that Providence voters will only again be voting to elect some of the members of the city's school board?
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Yes. How much have you seen, read, or heard that starting next year that Providence voters will once again be voting to elect some of the members of the city's school board?
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Employed.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.